Stories told by Friendly Cobra, Tiny and Bold. He will talk about local stories. They normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories.
Yeah. Community Quick Hits sponsors
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
All right. You know him. You love him. He's Danny.
Hey, before we get to our lead story in Community Quick Hits, Corby, I want to take a quick moment to promote something for a dear friend of ours, Mr. Chad, which you know very well. And I don't know if you've ever seen his variety show that he's been doing on Facebook through the pandemic.
Is he doing a live one now?
It's live, and there's some canned bits, but he's got this thing called Happy Good Time Variety Show, and it's on Facebook tomorrow at 9 p.m. So you go to Facebook, search Happy Good Time Variety Show, and it airs live at 9 p.m. tomorrow. And if you haven't seen these, they're freaking hilarious. Imagine Tim and Eric meets Benny Hill.
Oh, God.
They're insane.
Is he going to start doing these things like in front of an audience, though? Not like...
He should. He should find a theater and put a production together. But these are hilarious. And if you go to that page, Happy Good Time Variety Show on Facebook, I think you can watch old ones that he did through the pandemic, but he's doing a really awesome big one that's coming up. There's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Facebook. I've starred in a few of these as an actor.
Whoa.
You'll see me as a cowboy in one, and in another one, you'll see me as a cowboy.
Oh,
and then maybe there's another one where I might play an Old West bartender.
Wow.
I'm typecast. But yeah, check it out on Facebook. Tomorrow, 9 p.m., Happy Good Time Variety Show. All right. So I teased earlier, do we have our very own Better Call Saul? And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a DWI attorney that went by the moniker DWI Dude.
Oh,
dear. Does this ring a bell? Have you seen his billboards anywhere around town?
No.
Well, man, this guy sounds like he was in deep because he's been sentenced to more than 15 years in federal prison. His name is Jaime Balagia. He's 65 years old, and he has been sentenced for falsely promising Colombian drug traffickers he'd get their charges reduced or dismissed in exchange for cash.
This seems like a risky proposition.
Incredibly.
Jeez.
He was sentenced Monday to 188 months in federal prison. He was convicted after a two-week-long trial a couple of years ago of conspiracy to commit money laundering, obstruction of justice, violation of the Kingpin Act, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and conspiracy to obstruct justice. So, according to the prosecutors, he conspired with a private investigator in Florida and an attorney in Colombia. This is bad. To scam Colombian drug traffickers into paying quote-unquote attorney fees for acting as intermediaries with government officials who they said would accept bribes to dismiss criminal charges or reduce prison sentences.
Yikes.
So what he was saying is that, hey, Colombian drug lords, if you give me cash, I will be your intermediary with... because I'm locked in with government officials, and they're going to accept part of this money as a bribe to dismiss your criminal charges and reduce your prison sentences. None of this stuff ever happened.
How long is this guy going to be alive?
Well,
I was going to say he might be in a safest spot, but maybe
not. Supermax?
Oh, my God.
That's like the only thing that's going to save him.
Yeah, the thing is, there were no bribes or government officials involved in any of this. This was all made up, and he scammed Colombian drug dealers out of a ton of money. It said that he'd been shaking down his clients for years by claiming that he was able to purchase favorable deals from prosecutors and judges alike.
Okay.
Yikes.
Again, you're going to die. You can't escape something like that. You can't run a Ponzi scheme where your victims are drug dealers.
How smart or dumb do you have to be to think that this was ever a good idea and that you were going to get away with it? Because number one, my concern would be, what happens when I don't deliver the goods? These guys give me all this money to get their sentences reduced or out and out dismissed, and I can't provide that for them, but I've got their money. I mean, he's got it coming at him from both sides.
This feels like a movie plot.
Boy, does it ever. Like, this sounds like a Better Call Saul
thing. It hasn't played out yet because we don't know what this dude's fate is beyond spending the next 5 years or 15 years in federal prison. And like I said, he's 65 years old, so you do all the time. So you're looking at 80 years old before he's even sniffing the light of day.
Not a chance he sees it.
Golly.
His defense attorney had asked for probation for his client, saying that Bellagio was homeless, destitute, and broken. His two co-defendants in the case previously pleaded guilty, and they are currently serving federal prison sentences.
All right.
Sucks to be you, dude.
Have fun.
Let's see. This comes from a tweet, if I can get my computer to go to it. But apparently, rapper 50 Cent is now a Texas resident.
Dude.
Did you see this?
Yeah, we were just talking about this in the break. I told Bob, you know, 50 Cent moved to Texas in San Antonio.
Actually, I'm seeing this from the Beaumont Enterprise that he's moved to Houston.
Well, San Antonio is claiming
him.
Yeah,
San Antonio is claiming it, and I couldn't get past their firewall or their pay site or their paywall. But yeah, it's according to Curtis Jackson, he's the creator of some television show, and he abruptly announced today that he's leaving New York for H-Town. His tweet said, "I love New York, but I live in Houston now. I'll explain later. Green light, gang, boom." Now he's doing...
Well, how upset is San Antonio going to be now?
He's
going to go to Meteora.
I think they'd written an article saying that, hey, we hear you're moving to Houston. Come to San Antonio. We'll claim you here. I don't think it was saying that he was moving to San Antonio. I think it was a ploy to try to get him to claim San Antonio.
Isn't it funny? How many times in this current world that we live in, let's say the past 50 years, would a major city in the United States be begging for a guy that's been shot 9 times to come to their city?
Well, probably rare, yes.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot 9 people. He got shot. He's a victim, Corby.
Right, always.
Yeah, and it's got a picture of him standing in front of the Astrodome wearing an Astros cap.
Oh.
And
I wonder how he can afford a house there.
It looks like
he did well.
He could probably change his name to 75 Cent. Put on a couple.
Is he not all jacked anymore? I mean, like, he was ripped.
Dude, he's thick, but he's not like that slim, ripped like he used to be. He's still big.
Same.
But yeah, he's a big man.
All right. Let's do a quick 50 Cent celebrity net worth.
Okay.
Now I know.
Oh,
so
dude.
I can't say thank you.
$95 million.
I'm going to go with $320 million.
According to celebrity net worth. Okay. This can't be right.
$42.
This is $30 million. Okay, at his peak, it says his celebrity net worth was $100 million. So he's been losing money. Remember, he sold multiple. What was that? He owned something that he sold to Coca-Cola, like a water or a sports drink. Or
yeah, he did. It was
Vitamin water. Yeah.
Wow.
They say he's earned at least $260 million from his various endeavors. Unfortunately, he's also spent lavishly.
No way.
Especially on, Bob, real estate, cars, and clothes, and lawsuits, which caused him to file for Chapter 11 in July of 2015.
Okay. Well, it seems like he's down in Houston to produce a television show, a true crime anthology series called Confessions of a Crime Queen, and Discovery Plus green lit this series. So it looks like production's going to happen in Houston.
Okay, Bob, tell me if you have anything in common with him.
Okay.
In this regard, he's been shot in the hand, the arm, the hip, left leg, right leg, chest, and cheek. And that is face cheek. Not butt cheek.
At this point, we have nothing in common, including the fortune.
That's unfortunate. I thought that you were more... I thought that you went hard.
Yes, but I attempt not to.
You just saw The Godfather, bro.
Elicit bullets in my direction.
Get rich or die trying.
You're damn right, bro. Live that life.
All right, that's enough out of me.
Yay! Thank you, Danny.
Have you been arrested like he has when they uncovered heroin, crack, a pistol, and $1 million in your house?
No.
Okay. So far, nothing.
I did get a ticket once.
All right, Storm Center next. The ticket.